Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, January 12th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Alan, we saw some green prices after the slew of today's USDA reports.
Well, we're getting a nice little bullish pop here. The USDA gave us a little bit to work with, and we were fairly oversold technically in some of these markets, either on an intraday basis or on a daily chart basis. So a little short covering going on, particularly in the wheat, you're seeing that. The report was bearish other than the winter wheat seedings number, but you're still seeing a double-digit gain in the wheat right now.
The winter wheat seedings were mostly below trade expectations. Can you give us a quick flyover of how the market is reacting?
Yeah, we've been probing the life of contract lows. We were within a dime or so of those in most of the wheat markets. As you know, there's three different exchanges. But they got a nice little surprise on the winter wheat acreage. The total was only 36.6 million acres, down 7% from last year and 14% from 2 years ago. So that's a dramatic drop in U.S. wheat production potential for 16. And I think that's what the market's reacting to. It's saying we've got plenty of old crop wheat, both in the U.S. and around the world, but the U.S. appears to be cutting back for next year. And if you see similar cuts in the other Northern Hemisphere countries, you know, maybe there's a little bullish daylight ahead there. That transfers over into corn to a degree. Corn numbers were fairly friendly themselves. USDA did give us a higher ending stocks figure of 1.8 billion bushels, but we saw a little smaller DS1 inventory than expected, and they did cut the final average yield in the U.S. production.
Thanks, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening, and have a great day.